Bushu nindin away magani dug. Beshigo benesia kwe indigo. Mang in du dame. Ga osis kwa jimmy kagan dunjaba. Ga misqua wako kag ninda. Elaine Fleming nindi shinakas. Hello, my relatives. My spirit name is One Thunderbird Woman. And my clan is the Loon Clan. That I'm a member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. And I reside in Gamiskwa Wakokog, the place of red cedar trees, now known more usually as Cass Lake, Minnesota. My goodness, how many times I think about the history of Leech Lake, and my short time here on Leech Lake has been since 1952. And my life here has been as an Ojibwe person. I was just thinking about this man, Bill Bobolink. He passed on a while ago, but he was somebody I would go and visit, and I would ask him for help and for prayers. For my brother, Nishime Iban, Michael John Howard, he died of cancer when he was 40 years old. He's the one who helped to build, the main one to build Howie's Fun Fort in Cass Lake. And now that fun fort will be taken down because Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe will be building a new casino and hotel on that place. But I remember Bill Bobolink asking him for prayers for my brother, and also Mazenanaquid, Bob Jourdain. He was talking about Bill, and he was saying how he said our children shouldn't go to school until they're 7 years old. And it made me think about growing up as an Ojibwe child on a reservation in the beginning of the termination era, which began in 1953. So in 1957, when I went to school, it was a shock to me. You see, because I had been brought up going to powwows and doing Ojibwe things and listening to Ojibwe stories about Nana Buju and gardening and just being around Ojibwe people. And all of a sudden I had to go to this school, this public school system, and listen to these stories and learn to read about other people with blonde hair and blue eyes and white houses and picket fences and mothers who wore high heels and pearl necklaces, and fathers who wore suits and went off to work. While my family, we went off to the woods, and we would cut trees, and we would go ricing, and we would gather berries. And so that was a shock, and I could understand that. Even today, when I think about my grandchildren going to school and to these school systems where I can't watch over them and protect them, I get fear. I suppose it has to do with those historical loss symptoms and the way you're treated when you don't get that respect, manaji, when that others have, and you get disrespect because of stereotypes that people have against you as a people. And so I just think about different things like that, about being Ojibwe and about history of Leech Lake. I'm so glad that I've been able to learn a little bit about our history and to share that with you here on KOJB, our very own radio station of the Leech Lake Nation. It makes me so proud. Our children nowadays, you know, they grow up in this nation building era, and their experiences are so different than the people who were born in the 20s and 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. To be born during self-determination era and moving forward is quite different for peoples today. But I've been talking about Shay Nawishkung, and I was talking about how he was living in the assimilation era. In the last years of his life, he died in 1904 of pneumonia on allotment land and on the Cass Lake Reservation. And even, you know, in teaching history, you find a lot of people not knowing that there was a Cass Lake Reservation originally, and a Leech Lake Reservation, and a Winnipegosish Reservation, that these were separate reservations. And they weren't joined together as Minnesota Chippewa Tribe until 1934 during the Indian Reorganization era. But Shay Nawishkung, he, you know, and in 1898, that's when the Great Northern Railroad came to Bemidji, and they did a survey, and the survey lines went right through his house, his birch bark house, and he was the first one to buy the first bill of lumber in Bemidji was sold to Shay Nawishkung, and he bought lumber for the floor of that birch bark house, and he paid for it with moose meat. So in 1898, you know, because of all the things that were going on, that Shay Nawishkung, he warned the settlers in Bemidji about the Battle of Sugar Point. And that was the year that the first statue was made to honor him. And that first statue was carved out of boards nailed together by Gustav Hinch, a harness maker, a painter, and naturalist of Danish nationality. Well, in 1899, squatters illegally settled on allotment land along the railroad tracks of Cass Lake. When ordered to remove themselves, newspaper accounts declared there would be great violence against the settlers. Shay Nawishkung came to the newspaper office in Cass Lake and said that the Ojibwe did not want to fight anymore, that he was a man of peace. And so I just wanted to comment on that, you know, that that was 1899 when the squatters were illegally settling on allotment land. And that goes back to the 1887 and 1889 Dawes Allotment Act and Nelson Act. Well, there was a railroad where Highway 2 is right now that runs east and west through Cass Lake, and it divides like Track 33 in reservation land with the city of Cass Lake. And so the settlers, you know, they would follow the railroad lines as they moved, and they would set up different villages or settlements along the way. And so they had built one in Bena, and they had built one in Cass Lake, and then they were building their settlement as the railroads came in. And many times it had to do with the location, like the one in Bena was said because of the forests, that they would be needing the railroad line to, as they cut down the trees, to be able to move those trees. And in Cass Lake, settlers had settled, and they had actually built their village at Cass Lake. You see them with their stores, and you see them with their bars and different places of business. And they were expecting that because of this allotment act that they would eventually get this land anyway. And they did. But, you know, before that happened, the commissioner of Indian Affairs at that time, he had told us that you were squatting on the Ojibwe land illegally, and you were going to have to move. And those settlers, oh, they were waiting for an uprising here. And on the front page of the Cass Lake Times, I remember looking at a front page top. There was a big cartoon, and it showed the city of Cass Lake represented as a fair-headed, blonde, young woman in a beautiful dress, and she's running, and she's carrying industry and development and these papers in her arms. And behind her is two Ojibwe men, and they have their little hats and feathers on, and they're called, one of them is called Greedville. And And then they have the Indian the Commissioner of Indian Affairs riding a horse, and he's whipping poor old Cass Lake. And so, you know, it was just an example of the times back in those days of how those illegal squatters squatting on our land. And they did get that land. Now you come to Cass Lake, and but you'll see that the trust land, we still have that north of the lake, north of Highway 2. That's where we have our hospital and Track 33, our Chiwa Kaigan. We have our legal department and our headquarters, our government headquarters. So, Miigwech Bisandawiyik, a little bit more of the history of Leech Lake. Meet you.